to that spider.
It's time for Tools of the Trade.
Now pull that bed down, John. I'm going to turn my tape machine on, Matt. It's going to be crazy.
We're talking a 4-track tape recorder for multi-track recording.
You are right now listening to some stuff that I've recorded. Here's just the chopped up drums.
Is this released anywhere that I can buy a CD of?
No, it's still on tape. There's very tape in this machine.
Have you not thought about putting it on the internet?
So because it's just 4 tracks, I've got stereoed drums, and then I just put like some tweaked guitars on there as well.
Are you rocking out?
Right now?
When you're doing this?
I guess it sounds like it, doesn't it? But the beauty of a tape machine is they're very forgiving. You can just ram things into them. This is a digital drum kit, and it just comes to life with a bit of... All right, John, bring up the... we'll probably just leave this as a bed, can't we? We are talking 4-track tape machines here on Tools of the Trade today. AKA the Porter Studio. They were the first Tascam, I believe, early 80s. John, have you got the Wikipedia in front of you?
I do. I think we should start with some good old facts.
Please do, mate.
About multi-track recording. Okay, multi-track recording, also known as multi-tracking, double-tracking, or tracking, is a method of sound recording developed in 1955 that allows for the separate recording of multiple sound sources or of sound sources recorded at a different time to create a cohesive whole. Multitracking became possible in the mid-1950s when the idea of simultaneously recording different audio channels to separate discrete tracks on the same reel-to-reel tape was developed. A track was simply a different channel recorded to its own discrete area on the tape, whereby their relative sequence of recorded events would be preserved and playback would be simultaneous or synchronized.
Right on. This is me mucking around with the speed at the end.
Tell me more about this particular 4-track.
I have in front of me a Fostex, actually multi-tracker. This one you can bounce tracks down. You can get 4 done and then bounce them down to a track, which is quite an interesting scenario. That's how you kind of have to commit though, because you have to say, okay, I'm happy with these tracks, put them in a scenario, and it's kind of a submix. But it's just a radical thing, because what we're talking about is actually tape machines, like cassette tapes. I recorded that straight onto a little cassette tape.
Can you still get new tapes for that thing?
You can. They're quite expensive, but
would a new tape sound
a little bit cleaner? But let's face it, John, when you're recording onto a 4-track tape machine, you're going for that dusty vibe, aren't you?
You know what I mean.
Have you put certain effects on that which would lead it to sound even dustier?
No, not at all. I've just come straight in and recorded straight into there with what I was using.
Is it a great option for recording ideas?
Very much so, John. Let's get to some examples of some true professionals using tape machines.
Shall we use my one first?
I thought we'd go with my one first. A big one, a great sound is just like early hip hop. A lot of bedroom producers. Notably, old mate Quasimoto. This is Microphone Mathematics. Hope you enjoy. All recorded on a 4-track tape machine. Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics.
Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics.
It's Lord Quaz dropping shit like some horses. Irritate your mind state, have you split like divorces, of courses. The new breed fucking up the mainstream. Plus we gon' gang cream, keep doing the same thing. Elevating styles, beyond explication. Turn up the notch, increase the amplification. Madlib got you bumping in your upper story while I drop the microphone mathematics. Simple tactics, so I can back chips, making backflips like when they used to smack chicks. Now I just back dips. It's like some people ain't got no mental sight. Try keeping it real.
You should try keeping it right. This understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics.
I was born in 1973. I got five brothers. We lived up on 9th Street. On the 22nd of December, my pop shot six cops, I remember. Never got caught, 10 stitches, got burned by seven. In the 12th grade, thinking about $1 million riches. On the 3-4, I broke about a dozen mics. On the 1-2s, I took out 100 crews. 365 days to a year, subtracted off your life. In 2000, that's the end of strife. It's like some people ain't got no mental sight. You try keeping it real.
You should try keeping it right. That's understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics. Understanding microphone mathematics. Mathematics. Mathematics.
Back on.
Welcome to Big Hungry's home recordings. Just what everyone wanted on their drive home.
We are talking Porter Studios or 4-track tape machines. This is another dusty old jam that I recorded. I just turned the monitor up there. There you go. Yep.
Yes, basically Big Hungry is the Phantom of the Opera and he just records all these things down in the basement down there. Big Hungry's Phantom of the Opera.
So I'll isolate. It's just like a dusty drum beat. And then I put some static over the top. That's the static. Normally it'd be in stereo, but something up with my routing at the moment. John, let me show you something cool that you can do with the tape machine. You ready?
Slow it down.
Oh, shit.
Don't you worry about what that's doing to the tape.
No. You can speed it up.
Now, do people still use these on like a grander scale? Like,
I mean, they're the perfect thing if you just wanted to get... what's happening with a tape, John, is natural saturation. So it's like compression that comes, and what comes with the compression is like harmonic content. You get like extra sound, like more of a cuddle. So it's good for recording like drums into. Like a lot of people just record like their drums in and then put it into like a digital workstation and then go from there, and then that way your drums have just like a nice juicy sound, you know what I mean?
But for me, the amateur recorder, would it be easier for me to just start with a computer?
Yes.
And just do it everything digitally?
Yes.
And then if I get a taste for analog, I would go down that hole?
No, piss off. That's not for you. You just stay digital.
Okay.
Most of the kids do these days, to be fair.
All right, good.
But everyone's like, you know, you listen to an old recording, you're like, oh, fuck it, why does it sound so good?
If I wanted to become an EDM producer, could I do it with a 4-track tape?
You probably could, but I don't know if we could do this radio show anymore.
Why? What? EDM. It's on trend, mate. Should we play this Beck?
Yeah, go on. Let's play this Beck. John's really keen to play Beck because he did some four-track tape recordings.
Okay, going back through the mist of time, before Mellow Gold and even before A Western Harvest Field by Moonlight, Beck released an album called The Golden Feelings. It was an extremely limited edition cassette-only collection of songs. This is one of the songs that didn't make the cut for that and actually ended up as the B-side for Loser. So this was a four-track full, you know, thing that
I'm kind of letting this slide because he didn't do that much for me at Auckland City Limits, but he is a fantastic producer, so let's see what he can do with a four-track.
And he's singing about...
About quarter past five, we stopped and got some donuts and we took a little drive. We had a can of nitrous, we rolled the windows up, now we're breathing deeply, breathing deeply. And there's a fuel in this truck, and I don't know if we're dead or what the fuck. There's a fuel in this truck, and I don't know if we're dead or what the fuck or what. We spent many years always trying to get high, smoking broken pencils and beating up kids, talking to the devil and drinking a Coke. Now we're totally rocking, totally rocking. And there's a fuel in this truck, and I don't know if we're dead or what the fuck. There's a fuel in this truck, and I don't know if we're dead. So we pulled off the road, got some Molly Hatchet going on the stereo. I said, let's roll up the windows and let the nitrous go. Now we can't stop laughing, can't stop laughing. And there's a fuel in this truck, and I don't know if we're dead or what the fuck. There's a fuel in this truck,
and I don't know if we're dead or what the fuck is going on. You do that, you know, it's like out. And I really don't think that I know what to do. There's an air in my shoe.
Becky boy, having fun with a four-track. It does actually sound like he's recorded the vocals on NOS a little bit too.
You're saying you notice his voice is a bit lower.
But you hear he's totally exploiting the saturation, like he's just pushing the shit out. It sounds cool. A lot of that distortion is just coming from the tape.
Beck.
Very, very rad.
Anti-folk.
Hey, while we're on super rad, let's just go from basically New Zealand's best offering from a four-track tape machine, and then we'll come back with John... Just giving us, I could do it now.
No, come
back after this. I think we play the penultimate New Zealand tape machine success.
I used to do lots of things.
Ugh.
Darcy Clay, Jesus I Was Evil, voted by you, the BFM listenership, about 10 years ago as the number one BFM song of all time. The numero uno.
Now, I have another track under here. I just wanted to reiterate the pitch. You can really tweak it. John's going to hit us with some facts. I think I might actually pitch it down for John's Porter Studio facts. Porter Studio, Tascam Porter Studio was the first tape machine sort of available to people.
The world's first four-track recorder based on a standard compact audio cassette tape. The Porter sound, and particularly its first iteration, the TAC 144, is credited with launching the home recording wave, which allowed musicians to cheaply record and produce music at home and is cited as one of the most significant innovations in music production technology. For the first time, it enabled musicians to record affordably several instruments and vocal parts on different tracks of the built-in four-track recorder and later blend all the parts together while transferring them to another standard two-channel stereo tape deck to remix and mix down to a former stereo recording.
Nice. Now, I'll just show you one last trick with the tape machines, which is a lot of fun. Just eject the tape here, hang on.
Oh, yeah. So you're taking the tape out and flipping it over. That's quite fun.
Yep, but wait for it, mate. Reverse.
Oh. Hey. Subliminal messaging.
Ooh. What is Led Zeppelin saying to me right now?
Down by the garden shed, I dance with the devil or something. Stare at heaven.
Hey, John, can you go lean right over there and just stop whatever's happening on that?
Yeah. After.
We just got one last track. We're going to play you one from Ween. What's the name of the track, John?
Awesome sound.
Awesome sound. Forget the album that's taken off. We'll tell you right after. But it was all recorded to a four-track tape. This band's very imaginative and quite quirky, but they're good fun. That's the four-track tape.
Got an awesome sound going down. Got an awesome sound going down. Got some awesome sounds going down. All right, lay it on me. Awesome sound. Awesome sound going down. Got an awesome sound going down. Got waffle, egg, cheese, and bacon. Oh, yeah, baby, hit me again. Stop it, hit me again. Oh, yeah, hit me again. Stop it, hit me again. Ow! Ow! Hit me again! Hit me again! Ow! Got an awesome sound. It's going down. Got this awesome sound. It's really going down. Got this really fucking awesome sound. Yo, hit me! Hit me! Hit me again! Ow! Ow! Hit me! One more time! Ow! Awesome sound! Going down! Got an awesome sound! Yeah! One more time! Hit me! Oh! Stop it!
The Mighty Ween, that comes off the record, The Pod. It's called Awesome Sound. All the tracks on that are really, really rad. And all recorded to four-track tape. Hope you enjoyed our little run over of the Porter Studio. I love mine, absolutely love it. If you want to get into just restricting recording, but also gnarly fidelity, go out and get yourself one. There, you can pick a four-track up for about $100, actually. They're kind of still cheap. Some of them are getting expensive, but they're still around.
That was Tools of the Trade.